Good morning, everybody, and welcome into another edition of the Pro Football Chase podcast. It's Isaac Sines with you, and joining me for an interview this morning is TCU safety Mark Perry. So, Mark, thanks again for joining me. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, man. I'm excited to get you on the podcast. Obviously, you've had a very productive college career there at TCU, including a trip to the national championship game in 2022, and I've been following your career, man, and I just want to give you props for putting together a really stellar college resume, and keep up the good work as you prepare for the upcoming NFL draft.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it, and I appreciate you making time for me to get on here. It means a lot to me.
I love doing this, interviewing draft prospects every year. It's an exciting time for NFL fans as we get ready. In a couple of weeks, NFL draft weekend will kick off. So, Mark, first things first, man. Pre-draft process, I know it can be a lot for a lot of players. You're meeting with teams. You're taking flights, you know, across the country. Fill us in a little bit on what that journey has been like for you.
Yeah, it's been pretty interesting for me. I've kind of got to a point where, you know, I've just been taking it one day at a time, really making sure that I'm living in the moment and enjoying the process. You know, it doesn't come every day, you know, where you're able to be in these rooms with these important people, you know, coaches, personnel, general managers, scouts. So, you know, I'm just making sure that I'm staying in the moment and making sure that, you know, I'm just taking it all in because, you know, it's a once in a lifetime opportunity and, you know, it's been good. So,
well, has the draft process, has it been what you thought it was, or have there been any surprises for you?
NFL Combine was a surprise for me. So, you know, that was something that I had to adapt and, you know, shift my focus to my pro day instead of the combine. So, you know, there's been some what I would say bumps in the road, but, you know, everybody's journey is different. So I've just been taking it one day at a time and focusing on, you know, what I can control.
Mark, your rep Vic told me that you were high school teammates with Texans quarterback CJ Stroud. And so that's a pretty cool nugget of information. So what can you share about your relationship with CJ?
Yeah, that's my guy. I've known him since we were in middle school, you know, played for the same 7-on-7 team. You know, we were teammates in high school, you know, still talk to him to this day. So, you know, I'm really proud of what he's been able to do in his rookie year. And, you know, I think he's going to be a problem for years to come. So really proud of him, you know, everybody back home, proud of him. So, you know, that's my guy.
Let's take it back to the 2022 TCU National Championship game run, Mark, where you were an instrumental part of that team. So you know that when you get to the biggest stage on any level of competition that you're competing in, I mean, it's always an honor. And so for you, Mark, being on that team, Max Duggan was phenomenal that season. And being a Dallas native, I follow TCU very closely, being out here in Fort Worth. So talk us through that season, what it meant for you to get to that national championship game.
Man, you know, it meant the world to me because, you know, before that season, you know, I hadn't really had a lot of success team-wise, you know, in college. So transferring down to TCU and being able to, you know, build bonds with my teammates so quickly and, you know, being able to do what we were able to do was really big. And that season taught us so many lessons. Like, you know, we were focused more on the process than anything. You know, every week we came in with the same mindset of just trying to get better. And, you know, we had plenty of players. You know, last year we had 8 guys drafted, a lot more signed undrafted contracts. So, you know, being able to be up on the practice field with guys of that caliber every day, pushing each other to get better was huge. And, you know, we had our ups and downs that year, but, you know, we were able to do something that hasn't been done before. Nobody expected us to get to that point. So, you know, definitely proud of what we were able to do.
What can you say about Sonny Dykes and the job that he's done at TCU? How did you enjoy playing for him?
I really enjoy Coach Dykes. And, you know, it's really surprising to hear that coming from a defensive player about an offensive head coach. But, you know, Coach Dykes really made sure that, you know, he instilled the culture in us when we, from the time that he got there. You know, he made sure to preach the things that he was big on. So, you know, one of his things that he always would say was do your job. And that was always his motto. He would always say, "Do your job." So that was something that stuck with us throughout the whole season.
All right, Mark. So you participated in the Big 12 inaugural Pro Day at the Star in Frisco, and 6'1", 213 pounds is what you checked in at. 4.38 40-yard dash, 37-inch vertical jump, 10.1 broad jump. I mean, these numbers are pretty impressive for you, Mark. Can you talk to us about your pro day there in Frisco and how you thought it went?
I'm really proud of what I was able to do at Pro Day. It didn't really surprise me though. I was able to, since I didn't go to the combine, I was able to kind of sit down and really focus on myself for those extra weeks and, really lean into my preparation for my Pro Day. So I was able to go out there and put up some pretty big numbers in front of some important people. And I think that really helped me out along the way. So really proud of what I was able to do, but not a surprise to me at all.
All right, Mark. Well, I know you went on a top 30 visit with the Indianapolis Colts, and sources are telling me that Chris Ballard, the GM for Indianapolis, he's very high on you, Mark, and that's a team that could be a potential destination. Can you share some more insight on that visit there in Indy?
I just got back yesterday, so was on the road, was able to get out there, get around the coaches, the staff, kind of see what Indianapolis is like a little bit. I really enjoyed it. It was really insightful. Made sure to get out there, ask a lot of questions, and just go out there and be myself. So was really impressed with how they ran themselves, how they conducted themselves. And speaking with Chris Ballard, that was really big for me, get some feedback from him. And so that visit was really, really good. I really enjoyed it.
Well, I know you've also visited with the Cowboys and they've taken in your medicals as well. How was that meeting for you?
That meeting was good as well. I've been training out in Dallas this whole time, so I feel like I've been in the Cowboys' backyard. Able to go out there, meet their coaches as well. That was really big for me, and I'm really enjoying the process.
That's good to hear, Mark. Well, why don't you tell us a little bit about your style of play? What sets you apart from the other defensive backs in this year's draft class?
Yeah, I think the thing that sets me apart is definitely my size and my speed combination. I don't really fit just one role at TCU. Watching my film, I was in a free safety role, I was in a strong safety role. Was able to play some big nickel kind of roles. So I think that really helps me stand out. And I would also say that I'm a willing tackler. I really like to, be able to get out there and do the dirty work. I hang my hat on being a blue collar guy, doing the work, being willing to tackle. A lot of DBs are known for not wanting to get their hands dirty, but that's something that I really like to hang my hat on. So, I think I'm a pretty well-rounded player. I think once I get into a building, a team's gonna be able to use me in, a multitude of ways. So I'm really excited to see where I end up.
Mark, what type of traits can you bring to a locker room as a leader?
I think I bring a lot of traits. I'm a guy that is accountable, that's trustworthy. I know a lot of scouts have went back to TCU and asked my coaches to try to see, what kind of player and what kind of person I am. And I know that everybody up there vouches for me because, I'm always doing the right thing no matter who's watching. I'm gonna make sure to set a good example, and I'm gonna make sure that I need if somebody needs to be corrected or something's going wrong, I'm gonna make sure that I address it. So, and over my 5 years of college, I think that that shows, I've been a leader everywhere I've been. So that's something I also like to hang my hat on.
Is there a current or former NFL defensive back, Mark, that you like to watch a lot of film on?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of really good safeties in the league right now. There's some really good young guys, and then there's obviously some really good vets. Some of the younger guys that I like to watch right now, really like Kyle Hamilton's game. Let's see, really like Xavier McKinney. He's a guy that's really productive. When it comes to vets, really like Kevin Byard. Really like guys like Quandre Diggs. So there's a lot of really good safeties in the league. So those are just some guys that I like to kind of pick their brains, like when I'm watching like the NFL film reviews and different stuff like that. Those are guys that, I really lean towards and watch some of their tape.
What makes you confident and your ability to make that transition to the NFL, Mark, and play a role not just on defense, but on special teams as well?
I'm really confident because I know that, I've prepared for this moment. I know that I'm going to work hard. I'm not going to be caught up in the expectations or the noise. I'm just going to put my head down and work and try to be the best version of myself. So, not going to change anything I've done, to get to this point. At the end of the day, everything comes with hard work. So being able to get into the building and make sure that I'm putting the time into the playbook, get with a vet, just learn how to be a pro, how to be a NFL pro. That's going to be big for me. So I'm confident that, the transition will be smooth for me.
I know you did some training here in Frisco at the Star, and now you're in LA, if I'm not mistaken, Mark. So, what does your training regimen look like at this point in the pre-draft process?
Yeah, so since I trained a little bit longer than a lot of guys, since my pro day was so late, right now I'm kind of taking a little rest, doing a lot more stuff that's gonna have less impact on my body. So, riding the bike, doing a lot of pool workouts, and then obviously getting the mental reps of the game too. I think in this process right now, a lot of guys are forgetting that, football still has to be played at some point. So, you still need to be able to get in the film room and, watch some of your tape, some of the, teams you've been talking to's tape, just to try to see how you're going to fit into whatever role that they try to have you play. So, for me right now, currently, it's been a lot of mental reps, and then a lot of low impact stuff. But, here in a few days or about a week, ramp it back up and start getting ready for rookie minicamp.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up, Mark, because I was just talking about rookie minicamp with Chris Braswell and Tyler Davis. I mean, that's something that a lot of rookies, man, you want to be in the best possible shape that you can be, because sometimes it can be tough transitioning to football activities when you really haven't done it in a couple of months. So for you, Mark, obviously you look like you're taking care of that and you want to make sure you're in the best possible shape that you can be in. How much are you looking forward to getting a look at a rookie mini camp and getting your NFL career started?
Man, I'm really looking forward to it. That's your kind of first taste of, being an NFL player. And, I think that kind of sets the tone for what your season's going to be. So being able to get out to wherever I'm drafted and, take in the coaching from that rookie mini camp, get those reps, it's going to be really big. So I'm really looking forward to it. It's an exciting time. And, it's going to be another step in the process.
Now, you also played in the East-West Shrine Bowl, correct?
Yes.
And how was that for you, Mark? I know that's one of the All-Star games that highlights a lot of players from around the nation and a great opportunity for you, man, to showcase your skill set in front of scouts. So, how did you benefit from that game?
Yeah, that game was really huge for me. I was able to go out there that week and had a really productive week. Had some really good coverage, had some good tackles. So I was able to do, show a few of the things in my game that that make me who I am as a player in front of those scouts at the East-West Shrine. So came out of that week feeling really good about it, trying not to make it any bigger than what it is. At the end of the day, it was still football. So just went out there, was myself, built some camaraderie with the guys from, all around the country. So, it was a really productive week.
How big of a factor has your family played for you and your career up to this point? How much do you value their support and their love for you as you prepare this NFL journey?
They've been an instrumental part, keeping me grounded, keeping me focused. They're always there to support. They've been at every step of the way so far, from my games to the Shrine Bowl to Pro Day. So, they've been there every step of the way, and I wouldn't want it any other way. So, I really appreciate them for the support and the constant love that they're always showing me. And, I know that that's not going to stop, once I get to the next level. So I really appreciate them for everything they do.
Well, Mark, we're 2 weeks to the day away from NFL draft weekend. How excited, how eager, how anxious are you for that weekend to come?
Man, I'm excited. I feel like you wait your whole life for, that phone call. So, really excited. And just gonna let things play out how they play out. Can't focus on what you can't control. So, whatever team takes me, wherever I go, that's what it is. So, We're gonna get there, and wherever we go, we're gonna work hard, and we're gonna produce. So,
Well, do you have any draft plans, Mark? Are you going to be with family? Are you going to have a hangout, or are you still trying to
yeah,
sort through that?
still trying to sort through it a little bit. I probably plan on I'm a chill guy. Probably just be at home with family, close friends. Just be able to really take in the moment.
I know that you have a bright future ahead of you, man. And talking with you, you have high character and it looks like you know exactly what you want to accomplish. And so it's been awesome to hear your testimony and your passion for the game of football on the podcast. And I'm praying for you. Hope that the best situation arises for you in a few weeks. So keep up the great work and looking forward to seeing you play on Sundays.
Yes, sir. I really appreciate it. Appreciate your time here.
All right, man. Take care and God bless.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.